We're joined now by author Steve Horn. He lives between Laramie and Cheyenne, and earlier this year he published a novel called Another Man's Life. The book tells the story of a Vietnam veteran from Wyoming after he returns home from the war. So Steve, without giving too much away, tell us about the story.
Yeah, the situation is that this veteran is haunted by some experiences of wartime atrocities that occurred while he was serving in Vietnam and that tend to now devastate the relationship that he has with the one person in his life with whom he sought atonement. And it also, he carries with him a secret from Vietnam that threatens the current presidency. So it's a taut mystery thriller.
Well, and the secret that he's holding on to, let's talk about the history here a little bit, because as you said, the protagonist here has seen things in Vietnam that the government doesn't want people to know about. Tell us a little bit about that.
The protagonist in this case, his name is Eden Kane, and Eden was a door gunner on a UH-1H Huey helicopter in Vietnam, and he was attached to a very elite special forces group called SOG. Many people today have heard of SOG, but back in the 1960s, 70s, SOG did not exist. No one knew of SOG, not even Congress. And SOG tended to operate between the president, in this case it was President Nixon, and two commanding field generals in Vietnam, one controlling incursions into Cambodia, the other controlling incursions into Laos. At that time, there was a piece of legislation that was passed that prevented President Nixon from going into or bombing Cambodia or Laos. And the book follows the story of Eden's primary job was trying to extract downed pilots who had the unfortunate experience of being shot down over Cambodia or Laos, and in some cases North Vietnam. And the last thing that the president, of course, wanted was the North Vietnamese government to hold up an American pilot for the media. It was sort of the prize catch, the Cupid doll at the carnival, if you will, where they would say, "Look here, American people, your president is lying to you. We just captured this pilot, shot down in Cambodia or Laos." So it was the job of these special forces units to go in and try to extract these pilots.
So that no one would know.
Correct.
Now, obviously, this book is fiction, but you're a veteran, and so I'm guessing some of this is from experience. How much of this story is autobiographical?
Well, you know, they say that all fiction is autobiographical, and certainly the storyline in this particular case was influenced greatly by my service in Vietnam, and I'll leave it at that.
not gonna give us any more tips there.
No, you know, I was attached to a special forces unit, SOG, and we took some rather serious oaths, and upon termination of my military career, there were lots of things that I agreed not to divulge and haven't, I think, some extent. In this book, I've probably divulged some things that have long met with the statute of limitations, and so it's public knowledge now. But again, I want to emphasize this. This book is a novel, and by definition, fiction.
Is there a message you're trying to get across to readers here?
There is, and I'm glad you've asked that. The message is that veterans in general tend to be haunted by their experiences in war. I don't care if you were a door gunner or an infantryman or a supply clerk. You had experiences that will stay with you for the rest of your life. At this time in American history, we have so many veterans coming back from two wars, Iraq and Afghanistan, that are all trying to assimilate back into society. And my message is that these people need our patience. They need our understanding. We are welcoming them now much more than we ever did when I came back from Vietnam, where we were met by angry protests at airports where people shouted curse words at us, called us losers and baby killers and spit at us, and where we couldn't get a job. We were actively discriminated against in many cases after Vietnam. Since then, it's been very gratifying to see the public's response, the number of organizations that have been developed to assist veterans in assimilation. And I just want people to understand that these people do have trauma associated with their experience, and that we need to support them.
Stephen Horn's new novel is called Another Man's Life. Steve, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.